It is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. Welcome to the teaching ministry of Life Changing Ministries International with Dr. E.K.D. Quick. With your Bible in hand and your heart open to learn, let's join the teaching in progress.
From the Book of Psalms, we are continuing our series on the Book of Psalms, chapter by chapter and verse by verse. The Book of Psalms, written approximately from the time of Moses, 1500 BC, through the Babylonian captivity and beyond to approximately 450 BC. The Book of Psalms has numerous authors, David being the author of most of the Psalms, over 70 Psalms written by the sweet psalmist of Israel, the beloved shepherd boy David. Solomon wrote also some Psalms along with Moses, the sons of Korah, Asaph, and others. The Book of Psalms has approximately 50 Psalms that are not mentioned with an author, written anonymously, yet still written by the inspiration of the Holy Spirit. The Book of Psalms is the hymn book of the Bible. The word Psalms means hymns. It means song. These are historical writings. These are writings of praise, judgment, deliverance, promises, hope, comfort, and all written as songs in order to celebrate the Lord and to bring it to remembrance that these psalms be passed down from generation to generation. The Book of Psalms is also a devotional book. And it's often said that individuals who are students of the Bible use the Psalms as a devotional book and use the Proverbs as practical application. For example, if it is the 15th day of the month, then individuals will read the 15th Psalm and the 15th chapter of Proverbs as part of their daily devotional and daily personal instruction. The Book of Psalms is quoted numerously throughout the Old Testament. Over 150 quotes and allusions are given throughout the New Testament referencing the Book of Psalms. Jesus Christ quoted often from the Book of Psalms, as well as other books of the Bible, Isaiah, Exodus, Deuteronomy, and others. Jesus Christ wrote in Luke chapter 24, verse 44, an outline on the importance of the Psalms, stating, "And he said unto them, these are the words which I spake unto you while I was yet with you, that all things must be fulfilled which were written in the law of Moses and in the prophets and in the Psalms concerning me." Here Jesus Christ in Luke 24:44 speaks of himself in the law of Moses, which is the first five books of the Bible called the Pentateuch, and in the prophets, which are the major and minor prophets in the Old Testament, and in the Psalms, all about the Lord Jesus Christ. This, once again, is our hymn book, H-Y-M-N, in the Bible, but it's also a hymn book, H-I-M, all about Him, the Lord Jesus Christ. The Bible says, in the volume of the book, it is written of me, speaking of the Lord Jesus Christ. This Bible is a book not only of history, it's a book of his story. As we study the Book of Psalms, as we study the scriptures, it is crucial that we find Jesus in the Word as we study the Word, and that Jesus Christ locates us through the Word of our study, that we may walk with Him and talk with Him in a close relationship along life's narrow way. The book of Psalms is divided in five sections, similar to the five books of Moses, similar to the Pentateuch, Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, and Deuteronomy. The Genesis book of Psalms is Psalms 1 through 41, and it concerns man. The Exodus book of the book of Psalms is Psalms 42 through 72, and this concerns the nation of Israel. The Leviticus book of Psalms is Psalms 73 through 89, and this concerns the sanctuary. The Numbers book of Psalms is Psalm 90 through Psalm 106, and this concerns Israel and the Gentiles, and has the earth in view. The Deuteronomy book of Psalms is Psalm 107 through Psalm 150, and this concerns God and His Word. The book of Psalms is our devotional book. The book of Psalms is a celebration of the deliverance, the praise, worship, and history of the nation of Israel, and how it applies to our life today. This is the teaching on the book of Psalms, Psalm 23, part 2. Psalm 23 is one of the most familiar psalms in the scriptures and throughout Christendom. Psalm 23 is spoken many times in personal prayer and in public proclamation, funerals, services of remembrance, and often used in times of comfort, times of personal reflection. Psalm 23 is called a messianic psalm in reference to the Messiah. Psalm 23 is often called also a psalm of double reference. Not only does it reference the Messiah, the Lord Jesus Christ, but it also references David. David in his time as king, as the shepherd boy of Israel. David, as recognized in Psalm 78, verses 70 through 71, tended the flock, cared for the flock as a great shepherd. David, as recognized in 1 Samuel chapter 17, protected the flock from a lion and from a bear. So David has personal experience as a shepherd, and through the inspiration of the Holy Spirit, he penned Psalm 23 as the characteristics, the ministry, and the blessings of a shepherd. This is the teaching on the book of Psalms, Psalm 23, part 2, verse number 4. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Here in verse number 4, we see fear as the Lord sees it, as only a shadow. Shadows cannot harm us. Shadows cannot hurt us. We are protected from all evil as we are safe in the bosom of the Lord. Verse 4 speaks of walking through the valley of the shadow of death, and not being stuck in the valley of the shadow of death. It's Scripture teaches in Hebrews chapter 13, verse 5, I will never leave thee nor forsake thee. Scripture teaches in Genesis chapter 39, Joseph was comforted and kept in the peace of God and kept from fear, because throughout that chapter, even though he was falsely imprisoned, it states on multiple occasions that the Lord was with him. We fear no evil because the Lord is with us throughout the storm, throughout the valley of the shadow of death. Scripture teaches in Isaiah chapter 54, 17, no weapon that is formed against thee shall prosper, and every tongue that shall rise up in judgment against thee, thou shalt condemn. Scripture teaches in the book of Psalms 105, verse 15, touch not mine anointed, and do my prophets no harm. Scripture teaches in Psalm 27, verses 1 through 3, the Lord is my light and my salvation, whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life, of whom shall I be afraid? When the wicked, even mine enemies and my foes, came upon me to eat up my flesh, they stumbled and fell. Though an host should encamp against me, my heart shall not fear. Though war shall rise against me, in this will I be confident. The Lord is our shepherd. He will protect us. He will lead us. He will guide us. The sheep trusts that the shepherd will protect them at all times, and the sheep fear no evil from the enemy, for thou art with me. Scripture teaches in 1 Corinthians chapter 15 that Jesus Christ has overcome death, hell, and the grave. Scripture teaches, O death, where is thy sting? O grave, where is thy victory? But thanks be to God, which giveth us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Verse 4 speaks of thy rod and thy staff comforting us. The rod and staff comfort the sheep, but we have a greater than the rod and staff. We have the precious Holy Spirit on the inside that strengthens us, leads us, guides us, and keeps us in the days of evil. Verse number 5. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil. My cup runneth over. Here in verse 5, it speaks of protection from the enemies. It speaks of having victory in the sight of the enemies. Scripture teaches in 1 Peter chapter 3, verse 13, and who is thee that will harm you if ye be followers of that which is good? Verse 5 speaks of an anointing with the precious Holy Spirit and having super abundance as our cup runneth over. Back in the days of old, the seasoned citizens, the old folk, used to drink out of a cup and saucer. And when the cup would overflow, it would flow into the saucer. And instead of them spilling the excess, they would lift up the cup, drink out of the saucer, and get the abundance of the spillover. We as believers, our cup runneth over. We drink out of the cup and we drink out of the saucer. Verse 5 also speaks of being fruitful in this abundance, having our cup runneth over. John chapter 15, verses 1 through 8 speaks of abiding in the Lord Jesus Christ, producing fruit, producing more fruit, and producing much fruit. in the Lord Jesus Christ, our cup will runneth over. We will be fruitful and multiply in the Lord. Verse number 6. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Here in verse 6, the only thing that David desires to follow him is goodness and mercy of the Lord. He is assured as a sheep serving the great shepherd that goodness and mercy shall follow him all the days of his life. We as believers in the Lord Jesus Christ have favor from the Lord. The Lord will tip the scales in our behalf that we may be allowed to be salt and light of the earth, and to open our mouth and to share with others the goodness and mercy of the Lord Jesus Christ. Verse 6 speaks to dwelling in the house of the Lord forever. Hebrews chapter 11, verses 13 through 16 teach that individuals in the hall of faith were looking forward to being with the Lord forever. Chapter 11, verses 13 through 16 states, "These all died in faith, not having received the promises, but having seen them afar off, and were persuaded of them, and embraced them, and confessed that they were strangers and pilgrims on the earth. For they that say such things declare plainly that they seek a country. And truly, if they had been mindful of that country from whence they came out, they might have had opportunity to have returned. But now they desire a better country, that is, in heavenly. Wherefore God is not ashamed to be called their God, for he hath prepared for them a city." These individuals seen the Beulah land by faith. They've seen the land ahead of them by faith, believing, trusting, and embracing it, sought it, and obtained it in the Lord. A place that is our destiny. The heaven above versus the earth beneath. Scripture states, "Let not your heart be troubled. Ye believe in God, believe also in Jesus. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you so. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go to prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, so that where I am, there ye may be also." We are sojourners, pilgrims, just passing through this land until we get to our heavenly mansion on high. Psalm 23 is a psalm of comfort. It's a psalm that speaks to the relationship between the sheep and the shepherd. Psalm 23 speaks to the blessings of the great shepherd and speaks to the ministry of the shepherd. This is the teaching on the book of Psalms, Psalm 23, part 2. And on today, if you do not know Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior, or if you have strayed away from his love and kindness, I invite you to pray with me this prayer of rededication, this prayer of salvation. Won't you pray with me today? Oh God, I am a sinner. I have strayed away from your love and kindness. I believe that Jesus Christ died for my sins. I believe that God raised him from the dead. Come into my heart. Come into my life. Save me today. Forgive me, I pray. in Jesus' name. Amen and amen.
Thank you for listening to the teaching ministry of Life Changing Ministries International. LCMI is a Christian non-denominational teaching ministry based solely on the Holy Bible, dedicated to pleasing God, glorifying Jesus Christ, and ensuring that the Bible is the foundation in everything this ministry proclaims and endorses. For more information, log on to our website at lifechangingministries.com. Please join us again next time for more Bible teaching. And remember, we have the victory through Jesus Christ.